Hello, my name is Scott Walker, and I'd like to tell you about two very special people. Our story begins in 1984. It's the year the Apple Macintosh computer first makes an appearance. It's also the year that Pierre Elliott Trudeau announces he's retiring from politics, and the Conservatives under Brian Mulroney sweep to power. The Edmonton Oilers win their very first Stanley Cup, and the dynasty begins. Calgary has a new mayor by the name of Ralph Klein.
There's something strange.
The hottest ticket at the Cineplex is the Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd comedy Ghostbusters, which becomes the biggest movie of the year. And a feisty young singer refuses to believe the music industry experts who tell her she can't write her own songs. When her debut album needs one more tune, she begs her producer to let her write the final track. He reluctantly agrees, and she shows the so-called experts by penning a number one hit.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time.
And just as Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time is reaching the number one spot on the Billboard chart, Lisa and Mark Roy of Edmonton become the proud parents of a new daughter. Ashley Marie grows up in the Alberta capital, listening to the New Kids on the Block and the Backstreet Boys as she attends Archbishop O'Leary High School. One day, during her final year at O'Leary, a friend of Ashley's asks for a favor. Her computer is down, and she wants all of her contacts on MSN to know why she isn't online that night. She asks Ashley to log in under her name and tell her friends what's happening. Ashley agrees to help her friend out, and that night when she logs on, one username on her friend's contact list catches her eye. German Soccer Guy. She decides to click on his name and say hi. German Soccer Guy turns out to be Christian Bloom. Christian was born on October 20th, 1982 in Offenburg, Germany, right around the time that John Cougar Mellencamp was enjoying his first number one single, Jack and Diane, a tune he didn't even like and had to be talked into putting on his hit album, American Fool.
So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Change is coming around real soon.
Ashley learns that Christian comes from a military family, and that meant frequent transfers. Christian spent his childhood in Germany, Ontario, and Yellowknife, where he went to high school, before finally landing in Edmonton. Ashley and Christian begin to talk via MSN on a regular basis, before finally deciding to see a movie together.
I'm sitting in high, waiting for my ya-ya. I'm sitting in la-la, waiting for my ya-ya. It may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming out.
Lee Dorsey's 1961 hit Ya-Ya was part of the soundtrack of Meet the Parents, one of the top films of the year. Ashley and Christian officially become a couple in January of 2002, continuing to get to know each other and discovering a mutual bond of love, respect, and the ability to make each other laugh. Then one night, Ashley's family has a big gathering to celebrate some birthdays, a coming-of-age 18th by Ashley's sister and her auntie's 40th. Christian, by now part of the family, is there as well. So are many of their friends. At one point in the evening, Christian excuses himself, saying he needs to hit the ATM. And a few minutes later, the DJ asks Ashley to come on stage. Ash assumes the DJ is confusing her and her sister, but she plays along. As she reaches the stage, there's a commotion at the back of the hall. People seem to be talking excitedly and pointing to an unusual and very unexpected sight. Although everybody in the hall is decked out in their best, the dress code has not specified full armor and sword. And yet, there at the door is a knight in full regalia. The gallant figure strides toward the stage, climbs the stairs, approaches a surprised Ashley, gets down on one knee, and removes his helmet. It's Christian, who says, my dear sweet Ashley, and then proposes with a fitting soundtrack. Ashley barely remembers any of this. Fortunately, Christian has arranged for a videotape to be made of the entire scene. She also has a beautiful engagement ring engraved with the words, "My Princess." Ashley and Christian are married on September the 10th, 2005. Their first dance, appropriately, is the same song that accompanied Christian's proposal, Peter Cetera's Glory of Love. Since that magical day, Ashley and Christian have settled into life in Edmonton. Ash at the University of Alberta's accounting office, and Christian about to follow in the footsteps of his father and brother. After a four-year stint in the Navy where he earned the top recruit award, Christian is joining the Air Force as a mechanic. Unfortunately, that means a 15-month training stint in Ontario. Ashley and Christian know the separation will be hard, but with a relationship as strong as theirs has already proven to be, the months will fly by, and the years ahead are filled with promise, excitement, just maybe their first dog. With this very special life story, I'm Scott Walker.